I'd like you just to close your eyes and just begin to feel God's love around you. If you've read any of the Bible, you'll know that God wants people to know him. Like, not just an intellectual assent, but he wants people to have an interaction, an emotional, spiritual, sometimes even physical connection with God. And all the way through the Bible, the people of God connected with him, and didn't happen all the time. But God cares about every single one of us. He has hope for every single one of us. And I'd just like you to have your eyes closed as some of our team just pray over you and speak life into you.
Tonight I just bless you to feel his love as a fresh rain that's just washing over you. Just, it covers every part of you, and it's just cleansing away any insecurity and anxiety. So I just bless you to feel that rain as it just trickles over you, and it's just light and comforting, and it's just the rain of his love and healing.
So yeah, earlier I had a picture and I saw someone and they were like, it was nighttime and it was night everywhere, but then they took a step and then they were stepped straight into day. And I just really felt that there's some of you here that have really been stuck in like your old life and been trying to like get past things and situations in your life and circumstances in your life, but it feels like every time you get through one thing, another thing comes and attacks you. But I really felt that God today wanted to bring you into today and wanted to start a new day with you and be like, today is a new day. So I just want to pray for you now. So God, I ask that you'll just come for those people that are feeling that. Would you come and touch their hearts and speak to their hearts? I ask that you'll just come and bring life to them. And I ask that you'll just help them to walk into that daylight today, God. Would you come and bring them your peace? And I ask that you'll come and would you reign in their situations, the circumstances that are going on. And I ask that you'll just come and bring restoration and restoration to families. And would you just come and bring peace to them? Would you come and fill them up, Dad? And I ask that you'll just come and would you be their comfort in times of need? And would you just show them that you have got a way and a future for them? Amen.
So Spirit of God, come. Would you wash over us and cleanse us? Pour in your Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've not forgotten about any one of us. You know our name. You know our middle name. Father, come. If you notice when we were baptizing, but one of the gals, gal just walking back here with the orange towel, as she was being baptized, she began to cry. I don't know if you saw that. And the band switched to a different song, and it was her very favorite song. And just as she's about to be baptized, the Lord just switches the song for her. Isn't that cool? That's what we're talking about, of God knowing you. Little things like that are just... The band just changes the song just for you, and it's your favorite song. I love those kind of things. And you know what? God thought about that in eternity way, way back. He didn't just think about it today. He had this wonderful plan for this lady, for you know, come into this building, become a follower of Jesus, get some freedom, all these different things that are happening, and her favorite song to be sung while she's being baptized. You have a great daddy. Did you know that? Yes? You knew that. Okay. If you didn't know that, it's true. Well, welcome everybody. My name's Steve, and my wife Sandra and I were the pastors of the church. My wife Sandra is in England right now, so I don't know if she's still up. She said she was going to watch, so hi, honey. Miss you. I left the laundry until you get back. I'm not very good at figuring out what, you know, cold with color. Is it cold? Is it cold with colors? Cold with colors, white with hot? Is that the rule? Because I sometimes get it mixed up. And anyways, So it's just as easy to leave them for my wife because I'm doing all my chores. I'm taking the garbage out. I'm doing the composter. I'm cleaning doing the dishwasher. I'm doing all of my things. So I'm leaving my wife's things for her until she gets back on Monday. Anyways, Alika, are you ready? Good. Alika and her husband, Case, are from Holland. They are graduated from the School of Ministry, and they're interns with Sandra Nine. She's going to share before we take our offering. Yeah.
I just want to share with you a little bit of testimony, what God is doing in my life this week. And when Pastor Steve asked me to do the offering talk, I was like, I'm not sure if I wanted to do that. And something triggered in me, and I was like, "Why? What is that that triggered me?" But I already said yes, so I have to do it now. So I was looking on the internet for a subject, and I typed in Google, and I go to money in the Bible, and the first scripture that came to me was when Jesus said, like, "Your treasure is where your heart is." And I was like, ouch, that one came right in, because I knew deep down in my heart that I still was relying on my own finances. And that my money was the thing that I trusted in the most, instead of trusting God. And so I just said, "Oh Lord, I'm so sorry, Jesus, and I want to make you Lord of my finances again, because I already did it twice or more, but every time it still comes back to me. By giving it back to him again, I basically say, Lord, I choose to trust you." And I just feel that God is doing so much in my heart, like the place where first, where I was clinging onto my own money that I was trusting in. And now that space God has filled that space. And I just want to share with you that it's such an amazing decision to make a God Lord of my finances again and say, I trust you again. And I just want to encourage you that if you know that you have the same thing, that money is between you and God, I just want to encourage you to give it all back to him, because the Bible says that money is the one big thing that keeps us away from God. So that's a big thing. Jesus prayed in John 17 that he asked to God if we can be one, like he is one with the Father. And if your heart is full with your own desires, and it's not basically trusting God, then God cannot be one with you. And God wants to be one with you. It's his desire. So once again, if that's you, I just want you to pray this prayer with me in your heart. And it's like, "Dear Father, I'm so sorry that I relied on my own money instead of trusting you. I repent and I will make you Lord of my finances. I choose to trust you. I want to be one like Jesus is one with you. I want to know you like Jesus knows you. Father, I declare that you are good. Would you fill that space up in my heart right now, Father? And I just make you Lord of my finances. Would you just ask the Holy Spirit what you can give?" And just, it's a process of letting go and just be relaxed and give it all back to him. So, amen.
Thank you, Alika. So if I could get our ushers to get ready, we're going to pass the buckets tonight. So I'm not sure who those are that are bucket passers, if you've been assigned to that high and lofty position. Then grab your buckets. If you'd like to give a gift to the Lord tonight, there are some envelopes in the chair in front of you or close by in front of you. And if you print your name nice and neat and tidy, our accounting team are able to give you a receipt at the end of the year. And so if you want to do that, if you're writing a check, if you can make it out to TACF, and we'll be changing to write checks in January to our new name, which is Catch the Fire. And if you didn't know, we changed their name in May on Pentecost Sunday. We felt that was a good day to change the name. And so we're now a church called Catch the Fire. And the reason we changed it, there's a number of different things, but when we're starting churches internationally, it's really hard to have a church in London, England, called Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship London. So we knew we were in the having some problems here. I'm not sure that they probably don't mind being called Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship, but I know not everybody likes those names. They like to have their name, and so you can call it Catch the Fire London and Catch the Fire Toronto. So that's who we are. Good. A couple announcements for you. If you are a regular here on a Friday night or on a Sunday morning, you will know that we have a Christmas tree over here. We're calling it an angel tree. And there are some blue angels and some pinkish purplish angels. And those represent people in our church that are unemployed, that have on a disability income, just lower income in some way. And we felt that as a church this year, we'd like to buy each of those persons a gift. And so some of them are adults and some of them are children. And if you would like to buy a gift, there's a suggested gift on the back. And it'll say something like a gift card, or it'll say maybe a food card, or it'll say something very specific, like hat and mittens or something like that. And so if it says a 12-year-old girl, my suggestion would be that you go to like Claire's, is it, where you get all the... Arlene's, those kind of places, yeah. Don't go to Toys R Us for a 12-year-old and buy a gift card. So anyways, so there's some suggestions there. If you'd like to take one of those home, you need to bring the angel back with the gift, and there's a box right there, and make sure that it's somehow attached so we know which person you're giving it to. There's no names on there. They're all numbers, but we know who the numbers represent. And if you could bring it back by a week Sunday, would that be all right, December 5th? So that gives us time to give them out. And we're going to be giving them to the cell leaders, and the cell leaders are going to be passing them out to the folks that we've heard about. So that's coming up. On Sunday morning, we're going to be having a guest speaker by the name of Matteo Calisi is going to be here. And we mentioned him last week. We actually had a meeting today, a private meeting, but invitation for some pastors from America, and actually some people from Britain came to an all-day meeting with this gentleman. He is part of the Vatican Council in Rome. He's not a priest. He's a businessman. Actually, he's a high school, well, used to be a high school professor, I think it was, or teacher, and music teacher. And he now works full-time for the Vatican, but he doesn't function as a priest. He functions I don't know what he functions as an ambassador, really. He is the person that oversees and coordinates and encourages the Catholic community to have a born-again and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And there are 140 million Catholics around the world that are full of the Holy Spirit and are called charismatic Catholics. And so he's their spiritual leader, as it were. And an amazing man of God, and just full of like an amazing history of just knowing the traditions of the Catholic Church and some of the processes as many of the people that are part of the Catholic Church have embraced the Holy Spirit. This is the 50th anniversary of charismatic Catholics. And so we had a great day today. I was very, very impressed with the gentleman and some really good questions and good answers back. It was a very, very good day. So he's going to be our guest speaker on Sunday. So if you speak Italian, this is your Sunday, because he's going to be preaching in Italian. How many people understand Italian? Okay, this is your Sunday. You can be saying amen while the translator is still getting the words out. And what else do I need to say? John and Carol Arnott are back from Turkey, and from John was in Ghana. They've been in Germany as well and in England. So they've had a month in Europe traveling around. And John, I think, is going to be sharing on Sunday an amazing story of Christians in Iran that are getting saved and following Jesus left, right, and center in the millions of young adults that have gotten saved in the last 2 or 3 years in Iran. And just a massive revival that's going through that nation. So John is all excited. He's wanting us to start a school of ministry in Turkey because that's sort of a neutral place. So people from Iran can travel to Turkey, and Westerners can travel to Turkey. So it's a good mix. So we'll see about that. But John was just all excited, and he was ready for us to move up, and everyone moved to Ghana, and then everyone moved to Turkey. So he'll have some good stories for Sunday, I'm sure. I will be away this Sunday. I'll be at our Midtown campus. Looking forward to any of you that go to Midtown. No, that's where I'll be this week. Good. Case, are you ready? Good. Where would you like to speak from? Do you want to go up there where you can put your notes down? Okay. This is Case. This is Alika's other half. And he's also a Dutchman and former fisherman. former fisherman, came to the school of ministry. He'd been married 3 years.
Two years.
That was close.
Yeah, so 2 years and 3 months. 2 years and 3 months.
There's the three. There's the three. Good. So he's going to give us our word from the Lord tonight.
You can clap. Well, I'm already been introduced by Steve, so that's good. I always want, like, when I came here the first time, I thought, well, I really want to stay on the stage, on the platform one time. So this is my first time. So I took my chance. Today I want to speak about a woman called Naomi. And you can find her in the book of Ruth, North American said. This woman is an example of how life can form us, of how life can be sometimes hard. And I want to tell a little story about her life. Naomi was an Israelite, and the book of Ruth tells us, or Ruth, that she moved with her husband Elimelech, which means God is king, and her two sons to Moab, to a neighboring country, of Israel. Sorry. The name Naomi means delightful or beautiful. And she moved there because there was a famine in Israel at that time. Well, scripture does not really say how she felt, but I can imagine that in the beginning of this, she was a very happy person. She escaped the famine in Israel, and having her family with her, her husband and her two sons, I think she had everything she needed that time. Not living in her own country was tough, but at least she had food and could take care of their kids. No, she loved her life. But after a while, her husband died. And as life went on, it was hard without her husband. But she still had her two sons. And thanks to God, they were getting married. Naomi was ready to become a grandmother. Even though they were married with two Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth, that was not really that she had planned for her two sons. But her life was now a Moab with her family, so. But then in a moment, everything started to change in her life. Her two sons died, and her whole world fell apart. Everything that she had, everything that brought her happiness, was gone. Now she was alone with her two daughters-in-law in a strange country that wasn't even her. Naomi had no reason for staying in Moab anymore and was ready to go home, back to her own country, back to Israel. She had enough, too many painful experiences in Moab. Israel in that time was restored from the famine. There was plenty of food again. And she decided to go alone. Her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth, should stay home, she thought. In their own place, where they belong, in their own country, with their own gods. Naomi literally said that she had nothing to offer those girls. See Ruth 1:11-14. She said, "What can I offer you? I am too old to have a husband and to bear kids. Go home. Go have a better life. Find another man. The Lord has made my life bitter, so please go." But as the story says, Ruth was determined in going back to Bethlehem with Naomi. Like, again, scripture doesn't really say how Naomi felt. But when we look at her words that she spoke, we can see that Naomi was so broken and so full of pain. She blamed God because she thought it was God's punishment for her. She said God took everything from her. She said in verse 14, the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me. Back in Bethlehem, she was so changed. And not only because of her age. People didn't recognize her anymore. And not only because of her age. They were like, "Oh, who is that? Is that really Naomi? Is this the woman we call delightful? Is this the woman we call beautiful?" And then Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara." And the name Mara means bitter. "Because the Lord God has afflicted me." Again, she blamed God. All of her life was out of her. She wasn't the woman that she was before, when her husband was there, when her two sons were there. She wasn't delightful anymore. She was bitter now and full of pain. And I think she asked God many times, "Why? Why, God? Why me?" And maybe also the people around her at Bethlehem were like gossiping, like, why does this happen to her? She was full of shame and pain. And that pain ruled her life now. Once full of life made place for pain and hurt, or maybe even depression. I just wanted to stop here for a second, and I have two questions for you tonight before I go to the next part. The first question is, one, do you think God did this to her? Do you think that God punished her? And the second question is, what did Naomi wrong? I think many can relate in the story of Naomi. We all have disappointments in life. When you think of something that have hurt you, it still can be a bit painful when you think about it, and it brings up memories. And for some of us here, it changed our whole life. Your life was great. You enjoyed every minute of your life. You were so happy until that moment that your whole world fell apart. Something terrible happened. From that moment, you've never been the same. And like Naomi, you have given yourself no reason for life anymore. Tormented by pain and hopelessness and anger towards God. To give an answer on the first question, I don't believe God punished her or did this to her to teach her a lesson or something like that. Some things just happen without any reason. We don't understand everything, and I don't think we have to understand everything. So to give an answer on the second question, what did Naomi do wrong? Well, instead of running towards God, she runs away. Instead of running in his arms, she cursed herself with the name Mara, which means bitter, and believing that God had punished her. She had the wrong perception of God. She saw God as a mean God, as a God of far distance, a God who's frustrated and punishes you. If you do not this, I will do this. And she closed her spirit from God. She thought, well, God has rejected me, so this is going to be my life forever. Leave me alone. And like I said before, this story from the Bible is an example for many people in the world. Sometimes bad things in life happen to us, and because of that bad experience, we get the wrong perception of God. We believe things about God that are not really matching up with who he really is. And we're asking ourselves questions, why? And blaming God that he did nothing to do about it. Or blaming God for things we did maybe ourselves. Romans 8:15 says that we can call God Abba. We can call him Father. We can call him Daddy. And that's the heart cry from God for us. That we come in that place of intimacy with him, that where we can call him Daddy, where we can say Papa. That we call him and that we run towards him instead of running from him. That we cry out, Papa, help me, even in times where we don't understand everything. Sharing our heart with him, having relationship with him. He's a father full of love, and he's crazy about you. And his plans for us are a future full of hope. And yes, God has made rules, like any good parent does. But these rules were never made to bully you, or they are there to protect you, to get the most out of life with God. 1 John 4:16 says, God is love. He wants the best for you. He cares about you. He doesn't want to see you having pain. He does not delight in your pain. He wants you to be happy and wants you to be delight in him. He wants the best for you. So I want to encourage you to give God a chance and to let him be your father. Instead of running from God, running to him and said, Papa, help me. These things happened in my life, and I want your help. I can't do it alone. Psalm 91:15 says, He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Well, that doesn't mean your life is going to be without any problems. But it does mean in these hard times, God is there for you, and he will be with you. He's the one who will pick you up and love you back to life. He's the one who puts his arms around us, even in times when we don't feel worthy. It is important to have the right view of God. That doesn't mean you have to know everything from the Bible already. But it starts with believing that God is love and wants the best for you. And that he will work everything together for your good. But we have to give him that chance. We have to open our heart and say, okay, Papa, come. And to end the story of Naomi, Ruth, her daughter-in-law, who first she wanted, she stayed in Moab, she got a son and she married with Boaz. And you know what? It says in Ruth 4:16, Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse to it. Naomi took care of the child. And in verse 17 it says, the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. God restored Naomi, made her a grandmother of Obed, who was the granddad of King David, and we all know that Jesus came out of the line from King David. God works everything together for your good. And I don't know if Naomi gave him a chance. I think so, because God worked everything together for her good. She became, well, a sort of grandma for Jesus, like, in time. But so maybe you came here tonight because your friend is getting baptized or your son. And when all the, yeah, when you see the testimonies, it was like, wow, you know, Jesus changed their life. Something happened in their life that they gave their life to Jesus and they said, wow, I want to follow that God. And there's a way to come to the Father. Jesus Christ, who made the way for us by giving his life for us on the cross and rose up from the grave. So that when we accepted him as our Savior, we can have eternal life with him. Our sins will be forgiven and we come to the Father with full confidence. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And I want to stop there because the sentence that said, for God so loved the world. That means that God loves you. That he wants to be with you. That's why he gave his son. He gave his son for us. And I want to encourage you to come tonight to Jesus, to come tonight to the Father and say, Papa, show me your love. I don't know what love is. I have so many pains in my life, but show it to me. And I'm sure that he will come and he will show his love. And I'm sure that he will have a way out of your pain. Yeah. So, yeah. If you want to give God a chance in your life and letting him be your Father, if you want Jesus in your life, the one who gave his own life for you, I want to invite you. If you want Jesus in your life, if you want healing in your life, if you want God in your life, if you want the Father, I want to invite you to come to the front and give your life to Jesus and give him the chance. Let God prove himself to you that he is a good Father. The second group I like to invite, if you are already Christian and like Naomi, life was so tough for you. Maybe the last year or whatever, the last month, was so hard. Stuff happened and it was hard for you to see God as a good Father. I want to invite you to the front and people are going to pray for you as well. So the first group, if you want to give your life to Jesus, you're more than welcome. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. And why don't we all stand up and I'll repeat the prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking for forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son, and that he died on the cross, that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior, because your word is true. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. So when this is your first time you gave your life to Jesus, I want to invite you to the front. And for the second group, I said, if you're already a Christian and life is so hard for you, I want you to invite you to the front. If you want to know God as your Father, I want to invite you to the front.
Good. So if you're in either of those two categories, this is your time. Just come on up right now. If you've had a real difficult experience with God in the last little while, and you just need someone to pray with you and stand with you and to speak life into you, just make your way up to the front right now, if that's all right. Prayer team, if you don't mind just coming up and standing with these ladies, these gentlemen. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Welcome your presence, Father. Those of you in your seats, you can just be seated for a minute. I'd like you just to, those of you in your seats, just to take a look at one of the people that's here and just begin to pray for them and ask the Holy Spirit to be their dad, to come real close to them, to restore hope, to speak life into them, to do all the things that you would like God to do for you if you're having a tough week, a tough month, a tough year. So, Father, would you come? We bless these men and women right now. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Be Father. Be Father. Be Father. I love that story of Naomi. You can just picture all the things that Case was talking about of this lady who's all excited. They've missed the famine. We haven't gone bankrupt. We haven't lost everything. New hope, new start. We're crossing the border. And then everything's gone. Like everything. Her husband dies. Her sons die. And now she's got two daughters-in-law. And they don't even have the same faith that she does. They're from a different culture and all that kind of stuff. And you can just see the turmoil and the downward spiral as she's going, beginning to think and believing all the lies that come. And I want to encourage you that when negative things happen in your life, your battle right then is to believe what the Bible says, which is that God is good and everything works together for God's purpose in your life. Yes? Is that what the Bible says? Because that's not the voice you're always going to hear. You're also going to hear another voice which comes along and says, you're stupid. You made a bad choice. You should never have done that. I told you so. And Satan will just come and bombard you and try to get you to go deeper in that spiral and deeper in that spiral and deeper and deeper and deeper. And a lot of people who have suffered with depression and discouragement, it's because there's just been lies after lies after lies. So if you're in your seats and you're thinking about this a little bit and just recognizing there's some lies coming to you, I'd like you just to close your eyes. Those of you in your seats, those of you at home, the very same thing. In fact, why don't you just put a hand on top of your head and say, Father, would you come? Cleanse me from all the junk that Satan puts into my brain. All the thoughts that have no right being there. I renounce every lie of Satan. And I choose to believe the truth of God's word, even when it doesn't seem to fit, even though it doesn't make sense sometimes. I believe the word of the Lord, that my God loves me. He knows my name. He cares for me. And everything that's happening is going to work out for God's good. Father, we receive that right now. Cleanse us, Father. Purify us. Holy Spirit, come. Wash us clean right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to be, while we're just praying for these folks, we're also going to begin to pray for those of you that have sickness and pain in your body. And James, are you going to start this off?
If I could just ask my team, the ones that got words about healing and words of knowledge, if you guys could just come and I'll get you guys to share right now. Earlier, God was just showing me somebody here that had pain in their left elbow. And so actually, before we get into this, I just want to explain, we're going to all share our work. And then once we've all shared, I'll get you guys, to those of you that feel like one of those was for you, to come up, and then we'll all pray for you all at once, just so it flows smoother that way. So I'm going to pass it on to Sandra now.
Well, I had a picture of a nursery, and there was a baby in a cradle, and really worried parents, and I think there's a sick baby, either online or someone here has a sick baby at home, or maybe you have, like, your daughter or your son has a sick baby, and God wants to touch that situation and bring healing to that baby.
A couple of us had, like, word knowledge about pain in the lower back, or hip or upper thigh. So if anyone has that, just come up, I suppose, and pray for that.
And I was feeling someone has a nose problem, and it was like almost like there's a part of your nose that's detached. And I have no idea what that's called, but it's like you're having breathing problems or sinus kind of things because something in your nose has been unattached. So if that's you, come on up in just a moment.
Yeah, and I just had a feeling that somebody has sickness or pain in their lungs. If that's you, just come to the front.
I just feel like there's someone here who has pain around your knees, both your knees. It's like muscle pain or just joint pain of some kind. If that's you guys, you feel like that we called out something that you have, just come right now and just we're going to each pray for you. And if you even remember the person that called out your symptoms, come to them and they'll pray for you. And for those of you that maybe have pain in your body of some kind, but you wasn't called, just even just receive it. Just wherever the pain is, I just put your hand and just put it on that place that hurts. And I'm just going to pray right now for you. Holy Spirit, just come. And God, we just rebuke that pain, Lord. It's illegal in the kingdom of heaven, God. And we just ask that you would just come right now and just touch them, God. Just bring healing. Just come, Holy Spirit.
So are there folks here that have any of those things? If that's you, just make your way up to the front right now. Come on up and we'll just pray for you. So when you come, just tell the prayer team person, what is it you came for? Lower back. That was over here, the young man with the tall guy over here. Yeah. Those of you that have any other kind of sickness or pain in your body, can I get you to stand up? I love this time of Friday night. We get people healed every Friday. Did you know that? That's why we do it. If it wasn't working, we wouldn't do it. We'd just say, okay, let's all go and see a movie. Maybe we wouldn't say that, but we'd do something. Before we do this, let me just get Sandra. Can I get you to just share real quick, and I'll get you to just take over right here. Just tell people what happened. So it was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? So you had a curvature in your spine and some other stuff as well, was there? You were in a car accident, weren't you?
No.
Okay, so I was in an accident 8 years ago where I was riding my bike and I was hit by a moped and I injured my neck. And people have been praying, and the pain has been really, really bad, like the last year or so, a little bit over a year. And as we had the healing week with Steve on the School of Ministry, I'm with the School of Ministry. The last day, I think, we had a deliverance session, and then I felt something stirring, like it was a struggle in me. So I just asked if there was someone who could help me, and then he introduced me to a lady who could pray for deliverance. And she said that it feels like you have a dagger in your back. And she prayed, and this thing came out, the spirit of infirmity. And as it happens, I have a roommate who's a doctor. And she's been checking my back beforehand. And because I've had pain, so she's been nice and massaging my back and so. And so when I came back, I was like, oh, you have to check my back to see if there's anything different. So we checked my back, and she said, your spine is straight, and it used to be curved, and the pain is decreasing, so it's so cool.
So let me just get this right. You still got a little bit of pain, but not nearly as bad as it was.
Nowhere near.
Okay. And your back straight. And your back was curved, you said like this, for 8 years.
Yeah.
And one night it just, bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. That's her answers. Yep, 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 yep. Isn't that good? That was 2 weeks ago. Yay! Very, very good. Okay. I had people stand and then what happened to you? I went somewhere else, didn't I? Stand up, friends. If you got pain in your bodies, any kind of sickness, we want to pray for you as well. If you're not up at the front. All right, there's not too many of you. There we are. Now people are standing. If you're seated, can you go to one of these people that's close by? There's a gentleman at the back. There's a lady over here. Some of you need to look behind you. Are any of you folks at the back standing for this? Yes? No? Wave your hand if you're standing for this. Friends, there's a lady right over here. Someone can go back to her. And there's a gentleman back over here, Ken. Yep, that one right over there, Ken, on your left. Ken, on your left, right over there. And for those of you at home, we want to pray for you as well. So, Father, would you come for each of these people that's standing right now? We ask for your cleansing to come. We ask for the Holy Spirit to just go right into their bodies right now. Lift off sickness. Lift off diseases. Take pain out of their bodies in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just declare that if you can fix backs, curved backs for 8 years, you can do easier things like colds and flus. You can take pain out of knees and all of those kind of things. And Father, we just declare healing for you, for each of these people that's in this that's in this room, and for those of you that are at home. For those of you at home, if there's pain in a specific part of your body, just put your own hand there and just say, Holy Spirit, come into my knees or into my lungs or into my back or wherever it is. So Holy Spirit, would you come? Liz, how about you pray as well?
So God, I ask that you'll just come right now tonight. Would you come with your healing? And just anyone here that's asking you just to come and heal them, I ask you to just come right into their bodies, and I just tell all sickness and all pain to leave right now, because that is not of you, Jesus. So I ask that you'll just come and you would reign in their bodies, and would you just come bring total healing and restoration? And I also ask that you'll just come and bring healing to their hearts as well, and just wherever, like, if it's like, I really feel like someone's been in a car accident and that they felt really like bitter towards the person who like caused the accident. So if that's you here, like, I want you to come to the front, and if it's someone at home, I'll pray for you anyway. So God, I ask that you will just come right now for that person who was in that car accident. Would you just come and bring healing to their heart and help them just to go and come and forgive the person who like caused that? And I ask that you will also you would just come and bring your love, and that you would help them forgive. And I also ask if there's any healing that needs to happen from that you would just come and bring your healing, God. Amen.
I want to confirm that. I wrote it on the board in there before the meeting that there's trauma from a recent accident that has to be broken off. So that's a confirmation. Hallelujah.
So, yeah, we break off that trauma right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you'll just come with your peace into their bodies, and that you would just come and bring total restoration and total healing. Amen.
So I'm just going to interview some people that have been experiencing God just coming and healing them. I was told you're feeling better.
I can breathe deeper. Like, my nose doesn't feel as stuffy.
Wow. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much better is it?
like an eight.
Okay, yeah, Holy Spirit, we just ask, Lord, for a complete healing right now, God. We just ask you would open up her breathing, open up her nose, God, and just pray for a total restoration, Holy Spirit. Yeah, keep coming, Father. And how about you? What's going on with you? Are you feeling anything?
Feeling peace.
That's great. Any healing that's been happening, or you just feel the peace of God?
I feel stress leaving and peace coming.
Wow. Yeah, keep coming, Holy Spirit. God, we just lift those burdens off of her right now. And we just ask your kingdom of peace would just come, God. Your perfect love. Your perfect love, Father, would just come and surround her.
So this is Wayne over here, and what happened to you tonight, Wayne?
I come in here, I've been in here for a while. Like always, you feel the Holy Spirit. You just feel it. I've had like low back pain. I was that person. But I believe it's a symptom. It's, I guess to make a long story short, I grew up in a church, found Jesus when I was 5 or 6, really knew him. By the time I was a teenager, I really didn't know him. I just kind of got lost in the shuffle. Several years later, I come back, had some wonderful experiences like a lot of other people are. Finding God, how real he is, and just finding that love inside. And knowing and experiencing incredible things. I could go on, but basically from there, I sort of followed that lead. Went into some really tough places. Seen a lot of tragedies and things. This kind of went in supernatural places like that. And I actually went back to sort of made peace with denominational churches, kind of going back and through past, doing several things, but a lot of weight come up on me, and I didn't quite win the battle that was already won for me. So some weaknesses come along, and I really kind of got beat up pretty good. But the thing that's really pulled me out is seeing things happen to people around me. And I know that if I stood out in faith more and sort of brought truth, because there's a lot of people out there who have an image of God that isn't quite there. And if we could all just keep pulling together and going out into that darkness and bringing that light, we'd see revival a lot more. And this would be normal.
So what happened to your back today?
Right now, it feels 100% normal. It's just.
So you're saying it's totally healed?
Yeah. I've had a lot of days where I can't get out of bed, etc., and that's very painful just to move and do anything, but right now, it just feels 100%.
That's amazing. Thank you, God. That's so good. So I'll just get some people to pray for you.
And you got trauma. Yeah. This afternoon.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
We got to witness Jesus to them and everything.
So this is Clint, and he, do you want to tell us what happened today?
Me and my wife were driving out of the parking lot at Canadian Tire, and this car came out and T-boned us. We tried to get away from him, but she T-boned us and knocked our car, spun our car around, and knocked her bumper off. So we get out of the car right away, and she says, "Don't call the police, don't call the police." I says, "We're not going to call the police. We're believers of Jesus. We just hope that nobody's hurt." So we drove her home to her husband, witnessed Jesus to her, right? And then drove her husband back down to pick up their car, and we got to witness Jesus to him and his wife. I believe I'm healed. But I'm sitting over there in the chair, and I said, "It's okay, Jesus, you can heal me." He says, "No, you need to go up and let them know that they did hear the word of knowledge."
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Jesus. That's so cool. Yeah. So, God, I ask that you'll just come right now and break off all trauma from that accident, and I ask that you'll just come with your love and your peace right now. And also for his wife, I ask that you'll just come and you would bring peace to her as well. And I ask that you'll just come and take them deeper into your presence. And I ask that you will speak your truth into his life. Amen.
Yeah, I'm here with Andre. Andre, what's happening? Where was the pain, and how much better is it?
Pain was in the lower back and radiating down my left thigh. with numbness and stuff. And last week I got some prayer for it here, and it was about 50% better than it had been in the past. And now it feels amazing. I should be feeling the need to sit down right now, but I don't feel any pain, any numbness, any trouble in my back at all, so it's great.
So normally after standing this long, you would be in pain. You would have to be sitting down.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
My leg would be numb and I would need to sit down right away. My leg would be numb and I need to sit down right away.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, keep coming, Holy Spirit. Yeah, God, we just pray that... We just claim this healing, Lord. We just pray for 100% healing, God, that it would not come back to bother him, Lord, that he would just be completely free of that pain.
So, yeah, and if there's any of you that are in your seats that were being prayed for healing, if anything happened, if there's any change, I want you to put your hand up. Okay, so do you want to come up and share what happened tonight? This is Sarah. So what happened tonight?
Just really simple. I just had been having a headache all day, and they've prayed for me, and it's gone.
Totally gone. That's so good. Woo. Is there anybody else? So what's your name and what happened to you tonight?
I'm Valentine. I've been having a pain in my right elbow for almost 2 weeks, but when they prayed for me, it was gone.
That's amazing.
I had difficulty clasping my hand. I don't feel anything.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. So God, I ask that you'll just come right now and we just bless your daughter. We thank you for what you've done in her life. We thank you that you've brought healing today. And I ask that you'll just continue to bless her and continue to fill her with your love tonight. And would you just pour in all your love right now? Amen.
Ask everyone to stand up, and being as it's the chilly weather is coming and there was snow in the air the other day, we're just going to pray a protection over you guys for flus and colds and sicknesses and runny noses and you name it. So everybody just put your hand on your head and just say, Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come. Father, just place a hedge of protection around me, that sickness and flus and colds would not bother me this whole winter season, God. I claim this protection in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Isn't that good? Some good little stories. Well, not good little stories, good stories, not little stories. Some of these people were big people, not little people. My jokes are not hitting you tonight, are they? I think I miss my wife. I think that's the problem. I usually have really good bad jokes when my wife's here, and she's going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When we get in the car, she goes, Stephen, please don't do that. And it's like, thank you. That's the encouragement I need to keep going. Anyways, well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to have a time now to pray for every one of you that would like just a little bit more of the Holy Spirit. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it, to have a little bit more of God. And if this is your first time here, what we do to facilitate that is we move over to the side area here underneath the flags, and there are three green lines on the floor. And so in just a moment, we'll have you go over there if you'd like someone to pray for you. And our prayer team are going to come, and we're just going to pray for the Holy Spirit to, like, absolutely meet you. And whatever the issues are in your life, whatever the reason maybe you came tonight was, maybe there's something very special you'd like prayer for. You need a job or immigration issues or whatever the circumstance would be. You're very welcome when the prayer team comes to you to say, can you say a quick prayer with me for a job? I'm trying to find a better job or whatever that situation would be. And I have good news. The Holy Spirit loves to answer prayers. Did you know that? God loves to hear what's going on. Do you know what Jesus is doing today? Like right now, in heaven. interceding. He's praying. That's his job. And it would appear that every one of our prayers is, it's like almost like a filter. They go to Jesus. And if we have a little bit of selfishness in our prayers or a little bit of stuff that's, you know, this doesn't line up with God's purposes, it's like Jesus sort of takes that away and he just presents our prayers pure, perfect, to the Father. And the Father goes, I can just picture God looks at his son Jesus and go, oh, if you say so. Can you imagine? If you say so. And God goes, let's do it. And the Holy Spirit is the one who is assigned, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. He's on planet Earth. Father God's in heaven. Jesus is at his right hand. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Father. And so Jesus takes our prayers, presents them to the Father. The Father says, Holy Spirit, go do it. I love that. Any of you used to bring your mom and your mom flowers when you were a little kid? You go picking dandelions and daisies off the neighbor's garden. Any of you did that? Well, our boys used to do that occasionally with Sandra, and they didn't know the difference between a dandelion flower and like a good flower. And so they would come with bunches of flowers, and a good mom knows how to arrange them that it makes it look really good. And so Sandra would take the dandelions and toss them out, and there's three or four, you know, whatever the chrysanthemums or whatever it was that were the flowers. I'm just really proud that I could say a long name like chrysanthemum. And all of a sudden, it looks nice. And that's exactly what Jesus does. He takes the weeds out and just presents that bouquet to the Father and says, this is what my friend needs. And God says, great, let's do it. So if you'd like prayer tonight, I'm going to get you to stand up right now. And you can head over to the side. And prayer team, can I get you folks to come up to the front? And we have a rule that is for your safety, and that is that if you're going to be prayed for, someone is going to stand behind you as well, so that if you happen to fall down, which is not, you're not obliged to fall down at all, just to let you know, there's nothing in the Bible that says if you fall down, you get something better than those who stand. So falling's not the big deal. Prayer team, are they in? Looks like they're gone. Prayer team, if you need a catcher, could you put your hand up? And if there's some guys that would mind being a catcher, just find someone on our prayer team that has their hand up and just go and match up with them. So prayer team, put your hand up if you need a catcher. And prayer team, just begin to pray for the folks underneath the flags. For those of you at home, I'm so sorry that you're not able to get to our flag section, but I can pray for you right now. So Father, for every single person at home right now, we welcome you, Daddy. Would you come and visit them? Father, whether they're in front of their computer, maybe they're watching on TV, wherever they are, Father, your Holy Spirit is able to go into every home and every office, every room, hospitals, offices, homes, wherever. And Daddy, would you come and would you fill every one of us with your Holy Spirit? Spirit of God, we bless you. We thank you that you know all of our needs. In one sense, we don't even need to pray. And yet you love when we pray. You say to be persistent. You say to ask. And so, Father, we bring all of our petitions, all of our needs to you. And we say, Father, would you be acting on our behalf? Would you be acting on behalf of our family and our friends? And Holy Spirit, would you come and fill us again with the Father's love? Bring the goodness of the Father to us. May we know your... The Bible word is the fellowship, the hanging out of Holy Spirit just being with us. So Holy Spirit, come. Be with every single person in this room and for those of you at home. So for those of you at home, God bless you. We'll see you next Friday night. And if you're able to tune in on Sunday morning, we're going to be having guest speaker Matteo Calisi, from the Vatican, and born again, spirit-filled Catholic brother. Amazing, amazing story. What God's doing with him all around the world is just phenomenal, what God's doing in the Catholic Church. So I look forward to hearing some good stories on Sunday. So we'll see you then. God bless you.